Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you, and we appreciate all the wonderful things that you do for your community. There's a man, there's a myth, a guy who deserves a monument of his own. He is a master of the first game of Go, not Pokemon Go, but Go. We never quite know where he's at, but it's always fun to talk to Chris Gerlach at the D.C. Labor Council. Chris, welcome back.
Charles, good to be back. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. Now, you're back home, yes?
For the moment.
For the moment. Okay.
Little jet lag, but none the worse for wear.
Coming back from all kinds of wonderful places all around the world. But, Chris, I got to ask you, what's going on in D.C.?
I tell you what, it's a steamy day here in the nation's capital. Most of the politicians seem to have left town, which is smarter than me, which I hate to admit. But you know,
they're all in Cleveland.
Well, I tell you, some of them are in Cleveland. It's interesting. A lot of them are not. The next couple of days are going to be pretty interesting. They do that dance. They want to keep Donald close, but not too close, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. God help us if he wins, but that's another story. But
We'll be working on that. We'll be working on that.
Absolutely. We were just talking with our friend Alan Kukovich about that. There have been massive changes to security just because of over the weekend. Paul Ryan goes into a hotel to talk to the Pennsylvania constituents and the contingent. And, it seems like massive amounts of security just follows them everywhere.
Well, I got to tell you, this has been a real education, I think, for a lot of folks. And one of the things that I certainly didn't realize is that how many states have these open carry laws. And, there's a whole lot of issues going on here, obviously. But, it strikes me. Go ahead.
Chris, one of the things I need to explain, okay, and we don't talk about this a lot. The open carry law in most states was directly related to hunters.
Right.
And their ability to take their rifle out of the trunk of their car, which is unloaded, by the way, sling it across their shoulder, and walk into the woods. Okay, this is not about I get to carry my Sherman tank on my back so I can try and intimidate those people that have a different political opinion than I do. This is not about driving down the road in your Toyota pickup truck telling the world how great of an American you are with a Tea Party flag and a rebel flag. This is not what this was about. This is not what the Second Amendment was about. The Second Amendment doesn't have it so you can carry a gun so you can try and intimidate your political opponents.
Well, I tell you, you hit on a couple of hot button issues right there. And, I think it's a very difficult situation. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're looking here in D.C. to try and make some connections. I got to say, and we do rallies and picket lines and civil disobedience here in D.C. all the time. And so we are very well acquainted with all of our various friends. And I think there's 2-3 dozen different, law enforcement agencies here in D.C. In fact, I often joke, when people, want to do a demonstration, I need to find out where it's going to be, because if it's in front of an embassy, you got the embassy police. If it's in front of a federal building, you got different agencies involved. If it's at the White House, you got the Secret Service involved. And, fortunately here in D.C., with a few notable lapses, we get a pretty professional bunch of folks here.
Right.
And have really been able, I think, to have a very constructive relationship. Now, I know very well that is not the case across the country. And one of the things that I just sort of keep trying to get people to be aware of in all of this, are folks, whether they're, armed, law enforcement, firefighters, any of these folks, first responders, these are all folks who are doing a job. Most of them, by the way, are union members, public sector workers. Very interesting to me how the Republicans and the right wing in general love to beat up on public sector workers, but they, you know, they love to hold the cops close. You know,
right.
And you want to remind them, you know, these are public sector workers, the same ones that you're trying to mess over in terms of their contracts, in terms of their pay, in terms of their retirement benefits.
Right. Why don't we privatize political security?
Oh, yeah, there's a good idea.
I think we, you know, look, Paul Ryan, you know, you're right. The civil servants, those career professionals with the millions and millions of dollars worth of training, they're too expensive for you. So we're going to get the Pinkerton Mall guards to come in and protect you, Paul. How's that?
Oh, God help us. Yeah, that's a non-starter, as you well know. So, yeah, no, this is... It's very, very frustrating to me because, you know, again, public sector workers, you know, just really, really well trained. You know this very well from your own background. And it's just the height of cynicism, you know, for these folks who are, you know, the Koch brothers and all of their pals who are beating up on these public sector workers every chance they get. And then to turn around and just be so sanctimonious. You know, I mean, I guess we'll take the support where we can get it, but, you know, that and a quarter won't get you a cup of coffee in this town.
Right.
So it's interesting.
It is. It's very interesting all the way around. And, you know, my gosh, taxpayers are paying how much to secure the RNC convention?
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. And the thing is, too, Charles, I was looking at both, you know, and I'm going to go a little nonpartisan on you here for a second. But, you know, I was looking at the security maps for both the Republican and the Democratic conventions. And, you know, put me down as totally not impressed. You know, they've got these sort of controlled access points where you can go and do your little protests. And I'm sure they're going to be controlling the media. I mean, you know, you won't catch me going anywhere near these conventions. I think they're, you know, it's dog and pony show, no dog, no pony, you know.
Right, Chris, you are absolutely right about this. It's all controlled. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where if you're a politician, tell me how you are representing me through 3 miles of security, concentric rings of different levels of security. I mean, what happened to the good old?
I don't think so.
Yeah, what happened to the good old day when, you know, hey, Paul Ryan, I'm a constituent. I want to have a talk with you. You try that today.
You raise a good point. Yeah, no, I think that more and more, you know, these guys are just, you know, we know they're divorced from reality, and I think there's a, you know, a very real thing that happens when they're physically, you know, not connected. I mean, you know, and I say that as somebody who lives and works here in Washington, D.C., where, frankly, we do see a lot of politicians around, and, you know, a lot of them do get out of that bubble. You'll see them around town. And sometimes that bubble gets, you know, kind of popped. You know, recently, you know, there was that whole thing with, you know, around this issue, you know, folks marching up to the Capitol and people coming out of the Capitol and participating. And, you know, I don't want to get too cynical. I do think that, you know, there's going to be more folks getting involved, you know, in this process, especially as they see the distancing that a lot of these politicians are. But, you know, summertime is usually kind of a crazy time, and this is no different. You know, once we get to Labor Day and things start to settle down and we get into the campaigns, you know, proper, I think we're going to really see, you know, the rubber hit the road as far as these issues go. So I got to tell you, I don't take the kind of, you know, rhetoric that's bouncing around right now that seriously. You know, we'll see what happens come September.
Yeah, September is going to be very, very interesting all the way around. And the polls are getting more and more interesting as we're going along. Hillary's up in three of the latest polls that are out. Pat Toomey is polling better than Trump in Pennsylvania. Pat Toomey, this guy's getting ready for another legendary Pennsylvania shellacking. You know, and I got to tell you, you know, it's just wild beyond wild, and you know,
But Charles, you know, the bottom line is that people, you know, and this is a true thing, and you can't discount it too much, folks, ordinary folks, and you know this from, you know, doing your show, people are upset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem, you know, and that's legit, totally legitimate. You know, I think you are aware of that. I'm aware of that. And I think, you know, folks out there are aware of that. Now, the question is, you're upset, you know, you don't turn on your neighbor. You don't turn on your law enforcement agencies.
Right. Violence
and
is
I
not
think
the
a
answer.
Lot, it's not just violence. It's a matter, I mean, look, I mean, even if you go out there and you're yelling at the cops or you're yelling at, you know, black people, white people, whatever, you know, I think a lot of what you do, certainly a lot of what we do here is to try and say, you know, who is actually responsible? And this goes, you know, way, way back in our history. You know, if you're, you know, wealthy and controlling things, you want to make sure that, you know, folks, you know, that we're down here fighting each other. You know, mm-hmm. you take a look around, you say, who's actually benefiting here? You know, the Koch brothers are doing just fine, thank you very much.
Right.
You know, corporate interests are doing just fine, thank you very much. Who's taking the hit? Working folks.
Right.
Public
right.
sector folks. Unions are taking the hit. So, you know, I don't think there's any accident that there's all this focus on violence and all this sort of stuff. You know, it's just more bread and circuses as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Listen, Chris, we've got to get going, brother. We appreciate you being with us today. How can we find out more about you and the D.C. Labor Council?
We always got the latest up at dclabor.org, and make sure you follow us on both Facebook and Twitter.
Absolutely. Chris, stay on the line as we transition into break. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.